volumes to relate all the stories I personally know. What about your experiences? Have you witnessed this type of courageous leadership in your organization? Do you know leaders who exhibit a similar commitment to doing what's right? You probably know several as I do. But unfortunately, when we're honest, we have to admit that courageous leadership seems to be in short supply in many areas of our culture today. Why is that? If these leaders in the POW camps could stand by their values in spite of humiliation, hardship, and torture, why do so many business professionals avoid making courageous choices in far less trying circumstances? If these POWs are willing to lean into the pain and take risks for their fellow prisoners, why are so few politicians willing to take risks in order to serve others? If these POWs were willing to fight so they could return with honor, why are so few leaders today willing to fight for what is honorable? Where is the courage in today's society? Where is the honor? This entire book relates to these questions about courage and honor because almost every chapter deals in some way with the need to confront our fears and do the right thing. We often read or hear in the media about leaders whose lack of courage reap painful consequences, but these spectacular failures are just the tip of the iceberg. Doubts and fears of much smaller magnitude have caused legions of leaders to fail in less obvious ways. Although these failures don't make the newspapers, they nevertheless can suck the energy and life out of the people and organizations they affect. I believe that many of these less obvious failures could be avoided if leaders learn, 1, to affirm, 2, to confront, and 3, to listen. Let's examine each of these in turn. Affirm the value of others. Tom, a division president in a Fortune 200 company, was a strong leader and a highly respected individual, but his reluctance to give positive feedback was hampering his leadership effectiveness. When I raised this issue, Tom said, "I don't need affirmation myself."